It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Keeping the window open. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke says the U.S. Central Bank may keep an emergency lending facility for big Wall Street firms open. The so-called primary dealer credit facility was set up in March as part of the Fed's move to help make the purchase of Bear Stearns happen. And Mr. Bernanke defended that move again in his speech this morning.
As I have noted, I believe that the Federal Reserve's actions to facilitate the acquisition of Bear Stearns, thereby preventing its bankruptcy and the disorderly liquidation of positions by its counterparties and creditors, were necessary and warranted to head off serious damage in the U.S. financial system and in our economy. That said, the intended purpose of Federal Reserve lending is to provide liquidity to sound institutions.
Bernanke says that's why new tools are needed to help the Fed deal with the liquidation of big securities firms that were near bankruptcy. That morning, Fed speech in D.C. comes on a day of second quarter earnings season, I should say, on the first day of second quarter earnings season. European shares are down today as plenty of investors worry about what's to come. A report out of London isn't helping. Stephen Beard has more.
The British Chambers of Commerce surveyed 5,000 British firms and reached a very gloomy conclusion. It found a sharp fall in sales, orders and cash flow in the second quarter. Confidence in both the manufacturing and service sectors has plummeted. It's now languishing at levels not seen since the last major downturn in the early 90s. The group says that Britain is now at real risk of recession, an assessment that has to be taken seriously, says Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment.
The British Chambers of Commerce is a really quite conservative organisation, but certainly when it describes the research it has been carrying out amongst British firms with the term alarming, then I think we should all be taking notice.
He says the UK economy has a lot in common with that of the US, a heavy reliance on over-indebted consumers who are now being squeezed by falling property prices and the rising cost of energy and food. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
European shares are down about 1%. Asian markets were mostly lower, with the Nikkei down nearly 2.5%. It was a 56-point loss for the Dow yesterday to 11,231. The Nasdaq lost 2 points to 2,243. The S&P 500 was down more than 10 points to 1,252. Almost since Hollywood's writer strike ended, there have been rumblings about another strike. This time, it's actors who could walk off TV and film sets. Whether that happens could be decided today. Votes of TV and radio artists will be tallied on a new contract with studios. Rico Galliano reports.
The performers' union, AFTRA, has negotiated with producers for months. AFTRA President Roberta Reardon thinks the work will pay off this afternoon.
We count the ballots for the ratification of our primetime television contract, and we have every reason to expect that it will be approved by the membership.
But there's another Hollywood actors' union, the Screen Actors Guild, a.k.a. SAG. They don't like the contract. They want actors to earn more when their work appears online. So SAG has urged the 44,000 members it shares with AFTRA to vote against the deal. Cynthia Littleton has been reporting the story for Variety.
SAG has said the AFTRA ratification vote will be a referendum. If it passes by a slim margin, expect SAG leaders to say, most working actors don't like this deal. Studios have to go back to the table.
If they did, showbiz would remain in what Littleton calls limbo, at least for a couple of weeks, the time it takes for SAG membership to authorize a strike. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Some New York taxi drivers are demanding a dollar surcharge to stay on the road. The Taxi Workers Alliance says the high price of gas siphons off their business. The cabbies are demanding Mayor Mike Bloomberg institute the surcharge immediately. The group says they'll need additional surcharges if the price of gas keeps climbing. Bloomberg is opposed to the charge.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by BrandWeek, the news organization dedicated to the information needs of strategic-minded marketing executives, with real-time coverage now searchable at brandweek.com.
The Olympics are exactly 1 month away. Beijing is working hard and fast to clear out its dirty skies. One key is shutting down polluting factories in nearby areas. Today was actually the closing deadline in one of those cities. Marketplace's Scott Tong is there.
The industrial city of Tangshan is home to some of China's oldest steel mills and processors. As of today, many are dormant, at least till the Olympics are over. That's bad news for metal middleman Li Jingqi. He sells raw steel rods to local plants that turn them into construction pillars.
My sales are way down because all the factories are closed. My business is down 30%. So if I lower my price, it's pointless. I assume this whole local economy is affected.
An economy that till now had been thriving. In the last generation, China has inherited a lot of the world's dirty steelwork. Today, the country produces more than the U.S., Japan, and Germany combined. Not everything is shut down in Tangshan. Many trucks are still rolling. That's because cleaner plants can stay open, as well as the dirty ones that choose to break the law. Still, lots of workers are out of a job these days. We met one at a noodle stand.
We all stay at home, about 200 of us. They give us 70 cents a day when we're not working. Normally, when we're on the job, we make $10 a day.
Just about everyone here assumes Tangshan will be back in business when the games are over. Maybe. Will Hess of the forecasting firm Global Insight says Beijing may keep the dirty ones closed forever. Bad for the locals, but good for the rest of us.
One of the ways to interpret a lot of the changes that have been made leading up to the Olympics is that it gives policymakers a real impetus to do things they otherwise couldn't do.
Beijing is also clamping down on other belching industries like carbon-intensive cement and paper. If those reforms stick, it would be good news to the world leaders currently talking climate change downwind at the G8 summit over in Japan. In Tangshan, northern China, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
To get the Morning Report podcasts, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.